Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm guessing you're crazy busy getting set for the weekend.
Oh, right. Yes. It's going to be this Sunday, and I am, connecting with all the volunteers who are amazing to help make this all happen, all of our community partners, and making sure all the race packages are ready to go. So there's going to be package pickup this Friday and Saturday at Western Varieties. We're so grateful for them to be able to do that. And then on site as well.
It's a lot, isn't it? My gosh, I can't imagine what goes into planning a run like this. But I have to tell you, I've done it, one, two, three times. And there's just something about the spirit, something about the vibe of this run that really, really, I don't know, it just warms my heart, because you can see that people are there to run, sure, but they're also there to listen and to learn.
You know, I often refer to as running to me is running medicine.
Me too.
Movement is medicine.
Me too, yeah.
And so I'm an ultra runner myself, so that's the place I go for healing. That's the place that I go for connection to the land, to our ancestors, to, you know, myself, right? It's practicing self-love and self-care, but it's also that connection, and that connection that we have that helps ground us. And so I think that's the feeling that everybody gets when we're there is like, yes, movement is medicine and running is healing. And I also say running is ceremony and running is sacred. And what do we mean by that? This is something our ancestors have been doing since time immemorial on these exact trails, right? These along the river valley that we've been able to come together to gather. And we gather for so many reasons. We gather because of that community, to be able to share with one another, to be able to learn with one another. And we're continuing that today and in this way.
You mentioned those trails. It's almost like we're running through history along there.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Like, and you can feel it. I think you can feel it.
You know what? I had an elder who runs with us, actually, Elder Land Scout, and I was telling him how I feel so safe on these trails, right? How I felt so connected. Because when I moved from my nation, which is Woodland Cree First Nation, moved from the res to the city about 16 years ago, I felt very like a fish out of water. I felt a little overwhelmed. And I went to the Vet River Valley, and I felt at home there. And he said, well, you know why? He says, because our ancestors have been, you know, on these trails since time immemorial. And they've been, you know, you feel connected because you belong here.
Doesn't that just give you chills? My gosh. Wow. Mm. So when people are done with the run and they go home on that Sunday, how do you think and how do you see them supporting reconciliation beyond the run?
You know, this year we are doing something a little bit, having a little extra element to this year's run, run walk. And I was fortunate to be in Ottawa earlier this year, and I was at the Museum of Natural History, and the witness blanket was on display there, was there. So I was able to spend quite a significant amount of time just looking at the witness blanket. And then as I was leaving it, there was these, all of these, this question and these notes, and people had them all over the wall. And the question was, how can you bear witness? And I was reading all the notes of everybody who had like come by and wrote something about how they can continue to bear witness. So we're going to do something very similar this year, something similar to that, right? Like, how can you bear witness? And I'm going to have people post that. And that's just, how can we do that in our everyday life? And that's the question. And that's a deeply personal thing that we can do. And then also just as a community. Mm-hmm. As a collective. So those are all things that I really hope, you know, people like come and think about that. And each of us have something that we can bear witness.
Chatting with Anita Cardinal from the 5th Annual Run and Walk, Orange Shirt Run and Walk, happening Sunday, September 28th at noon in Kinsman Park. And people can still register if they want to join us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We still have on indigenousrunner.com our race roster, and then we will have some limited registrations on site as well.
Fantastic. Thank you for taking a few minutes. I know you're super busy, so get back to work, would you?
Thank you.